Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Beck. Welcome to Fit and Full of It.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
We did that at the same time.
When people ask me what I do, if I say straight up, I'm an influencer, they automatically have like a connotation. So what's your reason behind working out? It's to feel good?
100%. God damn, girl, you were amazing.
Not caring, windows down, music on.
Cleaning my house. And I just play my playlist and I start going for it. I've definitely seen my neighbours looking in one time and they're like, what is she doing? But I'm like, I'm enjoying cleaning, get over it.
I think I have a bitch face. No one talks to me. Whenever I'm in Maya or David Jones, I'm like, do I smell? Because no one's actually talking to me.
Just sitting there getting this facial and she goes, so what's your skin routine at the moment? And I'm like, oh, here we go. This bitch is an idiot. I'm like, okay. Welcome. We went out on the weekend.
We did. So yes. It was Alex's 27th birthday. Okay.
Still recovering. We went and did bottomless brunch. Oh my goodness, if you've ever done bottomless brunch.
You can only have like so many margaritas and so many tacos. It was bottomless.
No, you can't. We
bottomless
went for
tacos
it.
And margaritas. Yeah. Alex definitely went for it.
She definitely did.
I don't remember. Yeah. Post that, I can't really remember. But yeah. I feel like when you get older, you need like a few days.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know what that's about. And it just gets worse from here. Something to look forward to.
Basically, it is a birthday ep today.
Yes.
Because Alex is now closer to her 30s. Oh. We're going to talk about all things that we wish we knew when we were younger.
Yeah, we sort of were talking about it on our walk yesterday. Beck said to me, did you have like a good birthday? We were just talking about little things. And I was like, yeah, I did actually. And then I was telling her that one of the questions I sometimes get asked by my partner was like, did you hear from everybody you expected to hear? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm getting older now. You don't expect a million people to post on your Facebook page saying like, happy birthday, because it's not a thing when you get a little bit older. I think you just want to hear from your like close ones. Even then, do you need to hear from them? It's just a happy birthday, but it's nice.
I have like the biggest just, oh, it's just the happy birthday posts. There's just so much pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like I have friends that love to do like, you know, they do the whole like mural and they put like a million photos of you doing
Or the video.
Or the video. And they've got all of that stuff and they post it. And so you feel like you're obliged. And it's like if you don't put a happy birthday post up for someone, like you're a bad friend.
Yes.
But now I'm like, fuck it. No. I'm not doing that. No. I'm not fucking doing it.
No.
And I don't care if you do it for me or not, because I don't want to have like a story with like 5,000 different happy birthdays to me. It's just like, everyone just needs to chill out.
There's a lot of pressure.
I will write you a message.
Yeah.
I will send it to you. I don't need to show everyone else the message. Like, hey guys, I'm wishing my friend happy birthday. This is what she looked like
Make
7
sure
years ago.
Yes.
Like no one gives a fuck.
No, they really don't.
I don't give a fuck. But if you like that, if you want to do that,
do it.
I'm happy for you
Absolutely
to send that
do
to
it.
Me. If that makes you happy.
Yeah.
But personally, I feel pressured. So I don't want to do it. I will send you a message. I will obviously say happy birthday. Especially like I send you a message.
You did.
I did.
You sent me happy birthday.
100%.
And I appreciate that more than you posting. Because I had a friend post on her story, happy birthday, but didn't message. So then I have to reply to the story saying,
oh, that's
thank
so much
you.
Worse. Like, what the fuck? It's like you're saying happy birthday to me, to seven or like however many other people, but you're not actually saying it to you.
No. Just tag. And I was like, thanks. Didn't reshare that one.
And the thing is, I feel like a few times as well, it's like the photo that they get is like something that they look really good in and you're
and you
like, it's your 21st birthday, like you're vomiting in a toilet or you're doing something stupid that
up.
You did when you were younger.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's kind of funny. It's probably a bit like, you know, I don't mind seeing other people's, but I'm not interested.
But what is that as well? Like it's the happy birthday, but I'm going to post the most ugly and awkward and stupid videos of you to say happy birthday.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I'm not resharing that.
If you want to do that and you like doing that is totally fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will say thank you for doing it. You've put a lot of effort into it, if that
True.
Makes you happy, but it's just not my thing.
So you're not going to reshare it?
No. And it's like, it's something that you did when you were younger. I'm not going to reshare it. I'm just saying that now. I'm not resharing it.
Okay. Beck's birthday is October.
The first time
in December.
The first time I did that was last year. And I was like, oh no, like it's really offensive if someone shares a story of you and they've gone to the effort of doing it and you're not resharing it. So I like only posted them on close friends. On my close friends story. And I had someone message me being like, oh, only to close friends, hey? And I'm like,
oh my God.
Are you fucking serious?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Why?
So now just don't do it. If you're listening to this and you're friends with me, I would love a happy birthday message or just
message
like,
me.
Or hang out with me. But you don't need to post a story. You don't need to do it.
I had people message me on Facebook, Instagram, birthday and text, sorry, all of it, and Snapchat. One person did it on four platforms. You've said it.
Oh, that's nice. that's kind of nice.
Is that really bad of me to be like, there's too much?
I think it's kind of...
I'm saying thank you four times.
It's gone from like, well, it started off at MySpace, but let's not talk about that because I reckon lots of the listeners probably don't even know what MySpace is.
No idea.
But start off at Facebook. It started off being like how many Facebook posts on your wall you could get when you were younger. It was like if you got like, and I would feel anxiety. I'd be like, oh my God, is someone going to post on my Facebook wall?
Everyone can see. Everyone can see how many people are posting on your Facebook wall.
Yes.
It's so awkward.
Now it's gone to the Instagram stories. And I think I've just had enough.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're
over. I would way appreciate.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Post 27. You don't want people to know you're getting older.
No.
What's that question even about?
Does it feel any different is my next question. Does 27 feel any different? Is there anything that you've learned from 26 to 27 that you'd like to share with the audience? You know, give them a bit of a hack.
A hack.
Yeah, a hack.
Look after your skin and hair, yeah. I've learned that in the past month. That is a thing. That's my 27 goal.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a goal for 27. Actually, you know how we're talking about, I was talking about sunscreen with Beck and I was like, yeah, make sure it's part of my routine, this new routine thing I've got going. And you're like, yeah, do you do your hands? And I was like, no.
Yes, this is actually a thing.
There you go. That's my hack.
I don't like it. It's a bit lame, but it is something that the Kardashians said.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So apparently your hands are the first sign of aging. So whenever you put like your face sunscreen on, which I hope you will do.
So people are looking at your hands and being like, oh, she's 30. No, I'm joking. I'm 27.
Yeah. So you rub it. No, you've got to rub the sunscreen into your face and then you rub it straight because it's already onto your hands. So all you have to do is rub it onto your hands afterwards.
There's not enough on my hands post face. So now I feel like I'm wasting so much more on sunscreen.
Yeah. My question is, can you use sunscreen after it's gone off? Because I've been doing that lately. So if anyone wants to let me know if that's a thing. If it's expired, does it still work?
Does it go off?
It's about 3 months out of date. So I feel like it's fine.
I think that's off. But why, how the fuck does it go off?
I don't know.
What's in it that goes off?
I'm not sure.
It's not got cream or shit in there. I think you can still use that.
Yeah. But we did actually ask you guys what you wish that you could tell to your younger self. So instead of our usual truth cleanse segment, we are going to be doing that. There was one that I found really funny.
Okay, yeah.
And it was, don't pay attention to the recorder class. You won't need it.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure when I was that age, I was like, 100%. My homework was me playing Hot Cross Buns in my house.
Oh my God, 100%.
And I could probably still play it, but could I remember anything else that I learned? Absolutely
also,
not.
Do you have one at home? Like, have you used it post-primary school?
No, Mum's probably got it. She's probably framed it on the wall, but I don't have one.
I tried doing clarinet as well. It was a whole thing. Mum had to rent the clarinet and I was so dedicated. I was like, I'm going to be a musician.
Yeah, I was going to do saxophone at one point.
Saxophone.
But then they were like, you've got to buy your own saxophones. So I was
that
like,
was
nah,
the problem.
I'm not going to come
in. No, we could rent them. And now I think back to it, I can't imagine how many people rented that clarinet that I put my mouth on. Gross.
COVID times, it would not happen anymore.
Yeah, it's not happening. You're buying your own clarinet. So it's probably the best. Anyway, I was thinking of some of my own because I thought, you know, let's go into like not deep dive, but dive a little bit because I think that going into 27, post like birthday and stuff, you do reflect. You do. You just think maybe what's things that I don't care as much. And there is like who says happy birthday to me. I couldn't give a fuck anymore as long as like my close friends and family kind of know it's my birthday and, you know, that sort of thing. Couldn't care less if I haven't spoken to you in a year. Probably don't need to send me a happy birthday because, like, if we don't talk on the reg.
On the reg.
I'm 27. I'm still here. Still trying to be. You don't need to. You know what I mean? But then I was also thinking little things. Okay. I wrote them now. It's okay to say no. You're not always missing out if you need to recharge.
Yeah, setting boundaries.
Setting boundaries.
I wish I knew that when I was younger.
Yeah, because I felt like I was always missing out if I didn't say yes to everything.
Mm.
And then I remember seeing so many different quotes and it was like, say yes because this opportunity might not come back. And I used to always think like that. Maybe it won't come back. Maybe they're never going out for dinner again. Maybe something's going to happen to me.
Yeah, you get FOMO.
You get FOMO.
But like if you're feeling really shit and you're saying yes to everything and you're showing up, you're not showing up as like your best self.
No.
You're not showing up and you're not being like fun or, you know, entertaining or do you know what I mean?
Hella boring.
Like, or you're in a terrible mood and people are like, fuck, what's wrong with Beck?
I wish she wasn't here.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have said no. 100%. Should have said no. And I think that like, especially because I've had to say no to a few things over this next week because I'm on night shifts, so I'm working overnights. If you see me in the next few days, I'm sorry in advance. Like, you are not going to want to be around me. Like, you're just not. Will, like, leaves the house. He leaves me at home. Like, I'm just a devil in a human because I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be around people. So 100%. I've said no, but then I'm like, am I wasting my life saying no? It's a whole thing. But I think learning, it's okay to say no. It's okay to set those boundaries and not be so, like, so much pressure on yourself to have to do everything.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Okay, another one. Take the leap. You grow best outside your comfort zone. This one's a huge one for me. I think I was thinking about this post moving to Brisbane, post like doing like QPS and Inspire and all these kind of things where you're growing. It has to be outside your comfort zone. You'd know so well this question.
Yeah.
And not question, this like life hack.
I feel like I like took that turn, like being outside my comfort zone like a year and a half ago. And I feel like I just said yes to everything that kind of made me feel a bit sick. But like, like things that I wanted to do. 100%. And that's one of the things that I feel like I wish I would have known when I was younger is not giving a fuck what other people think.
Yes.
Because if you base your life around other people's like opinions, it's not your own life, right?
No, totally.
Yeah. So you just got to not care what other people think. Like, why would you not do something that you really want to do just because
somebody else might say
Greg
something.
Over there thinks it's lame.
Bloody Greg.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. 100%. And you're right. Like, if you actually want to do something, why are you not doing it just because somebody else has an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Depends on the opinion. Like, if you want to go jump off a bridge, probably don't do that. Like,
oh, wow. Sorry. You just got really
it's
dark.
Greg telling you
got
not to
really
do it.
Dark there. I have an example. So when I was younger, so I've always wanted to do social media stuff. And I guess I kind of only decided that I wanted to do it and committed to doing it when I stopped caring what other people thought.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Because I remember I started doing it back when it was kind of new, back when like YouTube was like the main thing and there was like all the beauty bloggers and stuff like that.
Yep.
So I had a YouTube channel and I've deleted all the videos since then. Yeah, because I cared what other people thought.
Oh.
And I like did the chubby bunny challenge, which is where you put like the marshmallows in your mouth and you have to say chubby bunny. I had like makeup tutorials and it was like a boyfriend tag, like with my first ever boyfriend that I had.
Stop it. Oh, how old were you at this point?
I think I was 18 or 19.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was ages ago. And I remember like because of the age that I was, like it was kind of short after school.
Yeah.
So I was hearing people be like, oh my God, did you see that Beck like put up YouTube videos? Like, I can't believe she would do, like, why is she doing that? Like, does she think she's an influencer? And it's like, if you want to do that, why not? And I'm annoyed because if I had have started social media back then,
look how big you could be.
Oh my God, my life would be so much easier and I would have so much more experience. But I guess things happen the way they're supposed to, which is like what I hope anyway.
Okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. Right. So something I've like been sort of picking up on myself. If I wouldn't say it to like you or like one of my best friends, why am I saying it to myself? Because little things that like it's putting that pressure on me that I do all the time, like all the time. I should do this. I should do that or shouldn't have that. Shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Like, and it's eating shit. I sometimes will just be like, oh, I shouldn't do that. But then I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, why not? What's the problem with that? Oh, I shouldn't wear that. Doesn't look great. Why not? Like, little things like that, don't be so hard on yourself. Because if I wouldn't say it to anybody else, I wouldn't notice it on anybody else. But I notice it on myself.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me that now I'm like, fuck that. And I'm giving compliments. Mm-hmm. Oh, another one. Give compliments to strangers. I walked past every single person I walked past today. I gave a compliment to probably that real weird person. There was only like three.
You did? Oh,
yeah, there was
so
only
nice.
Three.
What did you say?
One, I loved her shoes. She looked amazing. This guy had this really cool earring. And I was like, I love the earring.
No way. You said that guy had a cool earring?
Yeah, he was definitely gay. It was in the middle of Tenerife. And he was just like, thanks, babe. And then he just kept walking. It was awesome. And another one, I loved her jacket. I loved it. So it's just like little things, you know? Like,
going back on the first thing that you said about like talking, like not being so hard on yourself and like being nicer to you as a person.
Yeah.
And like thinking about like what would that sound like if I said that to someone else?
Yeah.
There's like that trend going around. It's like, imagine saying this to this person and then you put a photo of like you when you were like 6 or 5.
Oh, your little baby.
Yeah. And then apparently it's like if you want to like take it to the next level, you get like a baby photo and you put it on your bathroom mirror. And so that when you go like and go to the bathroom and like, I guess like you have a lot of thoughts about yourself when you're like doing your makeup or
100%,
doing your hair. And then you just like look at that photo and just think like, that's who you're talking to. Like you're talking to, that's you.
That's
like,
a
and
great
you're saying
trend.
All these really bad things
to this little baby.
Yeah. And like, you're so cute and you're all like, yeah. It depends if you were cute or not. I don't know. I was okay, but see, oh my God, I just did it.
You're savage. You're cute as a baby. Everybody is fucking cute in their own way. Like,
so it's harder to be mean to like this cute, innocent thing, which is technically you. That's it is who you are inside, right?
Yeah, I love that. Mm. Well, that's what I mean. Give compliments to strangers, but also give compliments to yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm going to do it today. Really awkward one. Give a compliment. Not right now. I mean, I like my shoes. Cool.
I like your shoes too.
I like my tan. You know, just like, be nice to yourself. Yeah. I think whenever somebody gives me a compliment, I somehow downgrade it.
Like, yeah, you like throw it off. Like, oh, that's fine. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's because I got them done. Like eyebrows, sometimes I'll do them in myself and people will be like, I really like the shape of your eyebrows. I'm like, oh, it's because I drew them in. It's like, why is there always an excuse as to why something's a compliment?
Instead of just
accepting it. Why can't you
just
be like, thank you so much? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That is so, I do that all the time as well.
Yeah.
Like when you were like, oh, your eyebrows look nice today. And I was like,
you did the same thing.
I did them underneath my hat. Like, yeah. I did them like,
I was hiding seconds. And then I did them. And then I'm like,
what
okay,
the fuck?
They look good.
Yeah. I didn't ask you how you fucking did them. I just said that they look nice. This is a quote from one of the submissions that we got for what you wish you could have told your younger self.
Okay.
And it was, you're having a bad week, not a bad life.
Yes.
And I just really resonate with that this
week. You do today.
I feel like that's another thing is like you make something so big in your head, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm, and it's not as bad. So maybe just remember it's a bad day or it's a bad week, but it's not a bad life.
It's true. I think that's a great idea because sometimes I'm sitting at home like, I feel so shit today. Do you remember that when I messaged you and I was like, I just hate my life today. I don't know what's wrong with me. And we're going up and doing that and I'm like, I don't think I'm coming. Like, and then I ended up coming and I had a great time.
Yeah, and you had a great time.
You do. I just think it's not always.
You get stuck in this like hamster wheel of your own thoughts.
Absolutely.
And you're like this, you just need to break out of that. So just like break that.
Yeah.
That
give yourself
pattern.
A compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of the house.
I'm going to start doing that from now on.
Go
What's
for a
something
walk?
You would tell your younger self?
Don't give a fuck about boys so much.
Oh,
I feel like my younger self really cared about guys.
Boys. Yeah. Trusting your gut's a good one.
100%.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
I feel like there's like a borderline, like, you know, when we were saying to get out of your comfort zone and then that you feel kind of like sick in your gut a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a hard.
That's a good
point,
actually.
You know what I mean?
Actually.
It's hard to determine if your gut's just keeping you like safe. Yeah. Or if it's
going to tell you
like,
to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's a different kind of feeling because, of course, you're going to feel sick when you're nervous and when you're like stepping outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Okay. So like we said earlier, I popped up on my story.
Yes.
If you guys could submit advice you'd give to your younger self. So we're just going to pick a few of you out of random. We have not
just
read these.
Just scroll and pick.
Actively listen to people and responding to that DM 5 minutes later won't hurt anyone.
Oh,
amen.
Fuck. Oath.
Or never responding. No, not never responding. But that's like something I really resonate with just because I like responding to messages is like something that gives me a lot of anxiety.
I felt that yesterday actually with a lot of people messaging me for my birthday. I was like, oh, I feel like I need to reply and I need to do it now. And I'm like, why? I just reply later.
Yeah. It'll take up your whole birthday.
Honestly.
Replying to all of the people's.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's the thing, like, I had to turn all my notifications off with my watch because when I was driving, if my watch would go off, I felt like I needed to reply to somebody then and there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Wait 5 minutes, like, or wait half an hour. I mean, depends how far you're driving. But why do we feel like we have to do everything instantly now?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Get it, girl.
And actively listening as well. I feel like you can really tell. And that's something that I need to like remind myself to do because I feel like a lot of the time I can be in my own head, like when we're having a conversation and going for a walk. And then I'm like, what have you been talking to me about for the last 5 minutes, Alex? I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening.
Sometimes I do that at work. And that's probably a really bad confession to announce because sometimes they're saying. But like, it's not obviously no important sort of things. But like, if I'm at work and somebody's just rambling on about life stories and I'm like, this is not important information.
Yeah.
I just write out whatever I need to.
Yeah, you need to be actively listening.
I
on
do.
Your police
to
calls.
The important things. I don't know. Maybe I'm very selective.
All right. Let's pick another one.
Eat the snacks and carbs are good and not the enemy.
Yes.
I could not agree more with that. When I was a kid, I remember, and not even just a kid, but like in your teens and stuff like that, worrying about like carbs. And it's just like you're getting to know things, but just enjoy them. And I know that's hard to say and to just enjoy, but like, it's not going to make you fat at the end of the day, as long as you're educated as to what you're actually putting in. If you're having a whole pizza and whole thing of Macca's every day, you're going to gain weight.
It's not ideal, yeah.
It's not ideal. You're going to gain weight.
You're going to feel
100%.
Shit.
If you have a piece of toast every day, you're not going to gain weight. Like, it's just not a thing. And just enjoy it. Enjoy the snacks. Like, yes, everything in, like, moderation, but education and all that kind of thing along with it embrace it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that takes a while to like learn and get, you know, all the knowledge about food. And I feel like we spoke a lot about that on our last episode with nutrition and like our journey through that.
Yeah.
But yes, if that's something I could have known through my early 20s that it doesn't matter, then I would have.
And look at you now. You're giving out all these hacks as to like what's lower, but it's still enjoying the food.
But you still have a burger or like the KFC burger. You got to try that.
I got to try that. Actually, I had a few friends message me and tell me they tried it.
They did?
Of your thing, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they have these new frozen chicken patties.
Yeah.
Or chicken burgers, they're called. And I forget what the brand's called. It is on my Instagram, but it tastes exactly like KFC. It looks exactly the same, like the actual frozen like chicken.
And have it at
looks
home.
Looks the same.
Amazing. Yeah. And you're done. Saving money on that too.
Saving money on it.
Oh, I love that.
You're getting KFC at home. Don't need to go there. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little birthday segment. It was a little bit of a chat.
A random one, but I think it was good. Sometimes it's nice to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can take anything from it, just pick something that you agreed with and you resonated with, because you're not going to feel the same about everything that we've said. But sometimes you grab something, compliment someone. Just do that. Just do that. That actually makes you feel good.
Yes. And care less about what people think.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.